hair. See, and that's different. They just different. They all brushes, I guess.
What would you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap? They what they call a razor strap.
Uh-huh.
I used to have one of them. And they all the old people had. That's what they had. That's what they used to shave. What shave?
Uh-huh.
A lot of them never did shave. Mm-hmm. They just grew that Santa Claus and whiskers.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about it. I didn't shave either. But I don't need to shave. It's white anyhow. But anyhow, they strap their razor, you know, and they shave a while, and they strap it a while again, and they shave a while. And, but I got a safety razor. Elaine bought me an electric razor one time, but I don't know.
You didn't like it, huh?
It wouldn't never get them all close enough. Uh-huh. I still feel them.
Uh-huh.
And I'd hate for a girl to kiss me on the next steel or whiskers. I want her to get a good, that's the reason I never would grow no mustache, because I didn't want to have to tickle her.
Oh, that's great, that's great.
I got a grandson that's got a little red mustache. He's 18. I asked him, I said, what did a girl say about that red mustache? And he just grinned.
I might think it feels good, I don't know.
I don't know either. I never did kiss a man with a mustache.
Or without one.
I'm gonna have to ask some of you girls about how that mustache, how the mustache feels.
Oh.
I told girls the one time, now this is another old woman, one of my ugly jokes, not too ugly. She was a young girl, knowing, so, and this old man, he was about my age, but that's been 10 years back. But anyway, she said, what have you been doing this week? You talked to this young girl, she was about 17, 18. Oh, I don't know, I said, what have you been doing? Oh, he says, told his girl, said, I came to cows to Little Rock and sold them. She said, you didn't sell a tail. He said, why? I said, it's up there on your nose.
Oh.
She showed it rubbing the mustache in on him that day. She told him that he let his mustache grow out a little bit, and then she rubbed it in. I said, oh, I said, you didn't sell a tail. I said, it's up there on your nose. So she knew him real well.
She,
she was just joking him.
Yeah.
She was just joking him about the mustache.
Oh, do you ever know of something that this would be something for children to play on? You'd have a plank and one that go up and down, one on
seesaw.
Seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
And how about one that was, instead of going up and down, it was fastened at one end, it went round and round.
Well, it fastened in the middle, didn't it?
Fastened in the middle, yeah. What would that
be called? Flying Jenny. We always call it flying Jenny. And sometimes you get hurt.
Oh,
boy, them things. You get two people on there, and then you get in there and start going around and run out and let them go. No,
mm-hmm.
Boy, sometimes it's pretty fast. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's sort of dangerous too.
Mm-hmm.
But that seesaw part, it doesn't.
It wouldn't hurt. Anybody.
It wouldn't mount too much. Sometimes you can get, I could get you way up there, you know, and I could run off and leave you up there, and you'd come down.
And then you'd go straight.
And whenever I jumped off the other end, you'd come down. Now that would sort of ugly.
That would.
That'd be ugly.
Well, did they have take like two ropes and tie it to a tree and have a seat?
Swing.
Uh-huh.
And they'd have boards in there.
Have a board in
the middle, and that'd just be a regular rope swing, I guess, but I've seen lots of worlds of them. Now, they used to have what they call a tomboy swing.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be made out of a pole.
Mm-hmm.
And you use a pole instead of rope, and they'd bore a hole in the end of that pole, and they'd fasten it up there around the limb, a 16, mm-hmm. 18 foot mm-hmm. big old tree, and then they'd nail a plank on the bottom of the other end, sort of flat, and they would plank on that, and then you could straddle that pole, and you could swing on that one pole, and you could hold around it. Like, and I don't know what they call that thing. It was sort of, it'd be all right as long as it didn't fall. But I've seen them made, and I rode on them.
Mm-hmm.
And see, they would be heavy. They'd be, the pole would be big as my leg.
Oh.
That big old pole, you know. And it would swing good. Boy, you get that thing started swinging. You know, two girls, or a boy and a girl, or two boys, they call. They get on those swings, and that's what they call a pump.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up.
Oh.
And they can swing themselves. You know, they'd pump down with their legs and push you back up, and then as mm-hmm. they come back, they'd stand up, and you'd do the same on that side and push them back up the other way.